is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
I'm Dawn Reiss, and before I introduce my amazing guest, singer, songwriter, and superstar, let me tell everybody that this October, this fall, Soap This, we'll play the commercial at the end, is going to be having some amazing soap opera stars coming into Clearwater, and you don't want to miss out. So if you're on Facebook, go to Soap This and check it out. Get your tickets there. They'll be in the commercial running shortly, and we'd be glad to have you. Also, if you want to get into show business, that's what this show is about, and I have, you know, we have the Tampa Bay Film Society is coming up every month in Clearwater. Great networking group, film directors, producers, actors. You never know who you're going to meet. You can find them on Facebook as well. Well, thank you for joining me on Hollywood Connections. And we have miracle stories and so much more on shows. I think I hear Omar on. Omar, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh. I've been bragging about you. Omar is a singer-songwriter. Woo! And Omar, remember when we met back in the days and when you were in high school, when we did a high school tour?
Oh, yeah. Way back in ninth grade, definitely. You guys came through, and it was just on from there, man. I just knew something was special about you, though. Definitely when I saw you, you just basically took me in, and my career just excelled from there.
Oh, I know. I was with Paul Murray, photographer of the stars and major artist. He was Joe Jackson's photographer and Michael's and with the Family Honors. And I didn't believe him until he took me to Joe's house. And I was like, okay, you are, I believe. But, you know, also, remember Shaq's birthday party?
Oh, yeah, the red carpet, his party, definitely. I remember that.
Oh, that was amazing. And here you are. How many songs have you written so far?
Wow. I want to say hundreds, definitely hundreds of songs. It just, now I'm just kind of like keen in what exactly the direction I really want to go, because I've just been all over the place. Started off as a producer and musician. So I just kind of like venturing over to the artist section, and here I am.
Amazing. So do you have a manager agent now besides me?
No, I'm just kind of freelancing right now. dibbing dabbing on some local artists and industry artists right now, just trying to get my name out there. But as far as like that, I do not.
Okay, we're going to come back. I'm going to play this amazing song. Tell us what inspired you to write it.
Alrighty, so you want to hear the truth, Sarge?
I want to hear the truth, Omar.
Okay. All right.
I love your laugh.
Everybody go through their situations and stuff. You know, me and my wife separated, and you know, I love her so much, man. We all have issues, but, you know, I've always done R&B, so country is at my heart. And I'm still learning it, though, but I just had to write this song for her. So this song is actually dedicated to her.
You know, oh, wow. You know, when I separated with my ex-husband, I'm happily married now, happily married to my hubby. I adore him. I went to comedy school instead of therapy. Pauly Shore's sister really helped me a lot.
I'm texting her. She wants to tune in. How can she listen?
She can go to YouTube and put in tan, like getting a tan, like we did yesterday, talk, Radio Network on YouTube, and you can see us, and I'm live on my Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to let her do that now.
Well, prayers to you and your amazing song and much success, and we're going to be right back to talk to Omar with more. Enjoy this music while you're driving to the beach. It's a gorgeous day out, and kids are out of school, and you're driving around doing some shopping and having fun with the kids. We'll be right back.
Good old summertime. To the place we first met, baby.
Baby, I'm far from perfect. Girl, I just want you to know, if I can turn the hands of time, then I will restart the show. Girl, take a little look around you, everybody having them some fun. Girl, I never thought that we would be right here. Our thought will be the one. Whoa, baby, this is where you and I belong. I could turn back the hand of time.
Turn back the hands of time, yeah.
This is where you and I belong. If there's a blue sky, it means it's summertime.
Girl, we came too far to give up, and I don't wanna miss this chance. I got too many time invested, so we gotta make this last. I know no words can change things, so I'm praying for a miracle. And I hope that God is listening, and He will make me a better man.
This is where you and I belong. I could turn back the hand of time.
Turn back the hands of time, yeah.
This is where you and I belong. If there's a blue sky, it means it's summertime.
Girl, I don't know if tomorrow will ever come, but I got a feeling I'm praying to God to help me, to help me find the way. No matter how far we go, we'll always remember the summertime.
Baby, I know, it's been a while for us, right? But no matter how far we go, baby, we will always remember, right? Right back to the summertime.
This is where you and I belong, girl.
This is where you and I belong, girl.
Wish I could turn back the hand of time.
Turn back the hands of time, yeah.
This is where you and I belong. If there's a blue sky, it means it's summertime. This is where you and I belong.
I'm definitely going to be playing that song for the rest of the month as well. The rest of the month. And for next month, it's already the 31st. Omar, that song is amazing. That is a hit. People on TikTok are going nuts over it. Wow.
I just did that for my wife, man. You know when words can't, you don't have any more words. So you just have to express it in what God gave you, which is your gift, you know. So hopefully it can resonate with her heart. So that's what I did it for.
Beautiful. Where can they buy this music or download it?
Actually, you know what? This is the first time it's been released. I'm actually going to release it. I'm going to have a release date. And I'll let you know. It's going to be released on all platforms. So definitely, I'll definitely keep you updated.
Perfect. Also, give your social media where they can follow you and find out more with your other music and your website.
Right. I don't have a website right now. I mean, my old website is officialomarleslie.com, but you can find me on Instagram at official. Actually, I go by Rich Moreau. So, yeah.
Did we lose you?
Rich_Rich_Moreau.
Wow, I'll tell you, that is such a hit. I know some. I got to get this music to some other people that I know. And I heard that the other day, and I was just in awe of that music. And, you know, when people say they're going through something or a separation, I have to tell you something real quick for anyone that's listening. My sister sent me something. I wish I could play it maybe next week, called Bent Knees, Break Chains. And, you know, if you have a situation, which I do in my family, I think everybody has a situation they're dealing with something. And they say that when you bend knees, break chains, and start getting down on your knees and praying in the morning for that situation to change. And, yeah, and I'll tell you, Omar, you are a star. Just make sure I have backstage passes.
You know, you're the first one.
Oh, and I'll tell you, I've got some other things I'm working on too, and I don't know if you've hooked up with a couple of the record promoters that I'm working with, but I'll definitely talk to you after the show. And I want to thank you so much for calling in, and so many people are saying hi on TikTok. And oh, you have a TikTok too, right?
Yes, I do. My same name, Official Rich Moreau. So you can search me on there, Official Rich Moreau.
They can find Omar on there as well and follow you on that too. Thank you so much, Omar. I miss you. We got to get you
for my music video.
Yes.
You win it too, Don, so don't forget that.
For sure. And we got to get you down here on a little vacation and come on the sailboat or the pontoon boat. You know, we've had 5.5 million views on TikTok on that pontoon.
I saw that. Going sick. Thank God you guys are okay.
Yeah. You know what? You're down in Palm Beach, right?
I live in Portland, Lucy now.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be down that way. My nephew has a ranch over there, and I've got my grandson's flying in from Arizona, so I'm super excited. I don't know how far. I think he's in that area. I'll have to let you know where I'm at. I'm staying overnight down there next week.
Most definitely. We'll connect, definitely. Just let me know.
We'll get an on-camera interview if you have time. All right, thank you so much, Omar. I love you. We're going to play that music again because it is summertime, and we're going to be playing that for the next 4 weeks as well.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, Omar. Can't wait to see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's what this show is about. It's helping promote your talents and so forth. We have another VIP guest. So thank you for waiting. I'm from California, my hometown as well. I had an office on Hollywood and Vine in the old Taft building. And hello, introduce yourself.
Shalonda Breeden.
Hi, Shalonda. You are gorgeous, and your smile just lights up the whole world. My goodness. And what is your title?
State Queen, Miss California.
Oh, wow. So is it a pageant that is live that you go into?
Yes. It's through the Heart Shine organization.
Wow, I love pageant ladies, because I want to tell you, I was Mrs. New Mexico in the Mrs. America pageant back in 1982. And yes, and I've had many other titles. I judge a lot of pageants all over and had a lot of California titles. And it's such an honor to have you on the air. What is your platform?
My platform is Canine for Cancer. And the reason why I chose that platform is because I had a bull mastiff by the name of Dutch. And he had cancer. And so I did everything that I could to help him. So I came across this doctor that was really nice. And he gave me some information to where I could better take care of him financially. So because the cancer pill alone was like $200, and that wasn't including like the x-rays that he needed and the other pills that he needed. And so he gave me the information to like this pharmacy that was outside, and the pill only cost me like $80.
Wow.
Prednisone that he needed to keep him eating so he would be strong. That was like $1 at Walmart for a bottle. And I was still able to get the x-rays done and everything. So that was nice.
Wow, that's amazing. So when did you receive your title?
I received my title back in February of this year.
Oh, so you're brand new at the title. Oh,
yeah, this is my first pageant.
Oh, my God. Have fun with it. You know, after being a judge for so many years, like my whole life, I've seen people do everything you can with that title. And it opens so many opportunities of just, you know, opportunities galore, you know, that will just bring blessings to you and as you bless others. And, you know, and I've even had my beauty queen reporters on the red carpet. I've taken their sash and crown off and then I put it back on and then the photographers went nuts over it because, you know, you are a role model and you are representing the state of California, which is amazing. Now, do you have a national title? I mean, do you have another pageant you go to, or is this the for the year?
This right here, I hold my title for a year, and then after that, I'll be running for national.
Wow, exciting. So what were the gifts that they gave you? What are gifts?
I got a huge trophy, and I got some beautiful flowers.
Nice. That always makes it fun, you know, when you accomplish so much. And people don't realize the work that goes into pageants. You know, there is so much that you have to do. It's making yourself feel the best that you can feel, you know, in entering. And then, you know, it's your talent or maybe it's something that you, you know, give a speech on stage. What did you have to do when you competed?
I had to do interview questions. And I also had to do on-stage questions, and I was so nervous.
Do you remember some of the on-stage questions that they asked you?
The on-stage question that they asked me is, what did I have in common with Heartshine?
Wow. Wow. And how did you answer that?
Well, I kind of bombed on the on-stage question because I was so nervous. And Heartshine, they stand for inner beauty.
Oh, gotcha.
And so I had rehearsed everything, and when I got on there, I just froze. But luckily, I scored high on the interview questions.
That makes a difference. I know being a judge. Now, people are asking on TikTok, you're from Los Angeles. And do you have an agent out there? Do you do any commercials or movies?
No, I don't have an agent.
I got some fun people you need to connect with. You got to get over to Central Casting for sure. Sign up for all those extras for movies. And you got to go meet Jeff Olin, casting director. He's a dear friend of mine, does a lot of extras. He put me, I think, Jackie Brown in the movie and tons of like West Wing back in the days.
Oh, okay.
Really fun people. And give everybody your TikTok name because I met you on TikTok last week.
Yes. It's under Shalonda Breeden.
And spell that for everybody.
Shalonda Breeden, Breeden.
And how long have you been on TikTok?
Oh, since the pandemic started. I got on TikTok just because I was bored.
I did too. And I've made some fun videos. You got to find out what works, what doesn't. I do notice if you make a video that a pontoon boat is almost sinking, you may get 5.5 million views like we did. And I'm just sitting there. People are asking me questions like, hey, bad time, but where'd you get your flip-flops? I love the style. They sparkle.
Yeah, I saw that. They are cute.
Oh, thank you. Skechers. I only like Skechers shoes. They're the most fabulous and comfortable.
Waterproof?
Pardon?
Are they waterproof?
They seem to be so far. And so also, what is your other social media they can follow you by?
I have Facebook also, and I believe that's under Shalonda Johnson.
Okay, they can follow you there. And you know, great thing to do is being a title holder. I know we have 3 minutes left, but I just want to let you know, I have a lot of pageant director friends in California still. It's always great. Do you judge other pageants now?
Not yet. No, I haven't been asked, but I am going to be visiting royalty in Manteca June 18th.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, here's a little secret. I wrote for Pageantry Magazine. I don't know if you've heard of that magazine, pageantrymagazine.com. Amazing. Carl Dunn runs it. It's in Orlando. And if you Google Dawn Reese breaking into show business, there was an article I wrote for them back in the days. And that's one. And then if you Google pageants in your area, start writing them and letting them know that you'd like to judge their pageant system. Because once you Google pageants in California, boom, a bunch of them pop up, you know, all over.
Okay.
Which is a good idea. And that gives you a great opportunity to help with your platform as well, to talk to people.
Yeah.
So, yes, being a pageant judge, I've loved it. I still judge pageants myself. And so I'm very excited that you're on the air with me. Any last words? We have about a minute and a half. Anything you'd like to say?
Maybe you can come and be a judge at the Heart Shine once we have another pageant. That would be great.
Oh, let me know. I've flown all over the world with National American Miss. I'll tell you, oh, God, it was great. You know, I think I flew around with, yes, Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. She played little Kathy, and we were roommates for a while. And, yeah, they flew me all over. And what an experience that was at the time. I used to be a flight attendant, of course. I used my hands a lot up in the air. And but, you know, just to judge some pageants and fly around and everything's taken care of, it's amazing, fun job. And so, yes, let me know. Keep me posted. And you can watch this whole show again on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube. And I thank you so much for calling in and talking about your platform.
Thank you for having me. And if anybody, you know, is curious about the organization, it's heartshine.net.
Perfect. And I'll send you some people to connect with up there as well.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. And that's positive pageantry. We do that once in a while as well. And that was an amazing queen that represents California. All right. So I have 2 minutes left, and Stand Up for News is next.
Should we end with the pontoon song?
We should.
Yes. It's only fitting because of your stories you were telling.
With my stories on the pontoon boat. Yes, you can go to TikTok, Dawn Reese Show, and you can see that amazing video. 5.5 million is still going. And so I remember, I just want to let everyone know, next week I will not be here. I'll have a VIP guest sitting in for me, because I'm going to be enjoying my grandson that's flying in for a month. And I'll be down at my nephew's ranch and taking a ton of videos with ducks and goose. And you know, last time, I got to tell you, Bobby, he made duck soup. And I said,
really?
Yeah, I said, where did you get the duck? He goes, from the backyard. You've got certain ducks. And I said, well, did you, like, you cut the head off? And he's like, I said, did you pray over it? He goes, no, we pray for, thanking God for the duck that we have. So, I don't know. I
guess that's a good way to look at it.
That's a good way to look. So remember, God, give all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And remember, I love this saying, bent knees break chains. If you're dealing with something in your life, and start thanking God for things that are coming your way. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next week, everybody. God bless you. Make it work.